The Stolen Smells. Once upon a time, there was a baker who owned a shop in a small town. This baker was a stingy man, stingy with his greetings and smiles. In his shop, he never put out a small dish of samples or gave a cookie to a child. But he was a skilled baker. His cinnamon buns and his breads were finely made. The people of the town flocked to buy them. They were drawn into his shop by the sweet smells wafting into the street. The baker liked to watch the shoppers strolling down the avenue. One by one they sniffed and smiled and came into his shop. But not everyone who smelled this delicious smells came inside and made a purchase. Some merely stood outside smelling and peering into the windows. The baker thought, "They are filling their bellies on the scent of my bread, and here I am without a penny for all my hard work." If only he could have bottled and corked up those delicious smells, he would have placed them on the shelf to be bought and sold like bread. One winter morning, just after dawn, the baker was in his shop baking bread. He kneaded and twisted the dough in a big wooden trough. He did not sing while he worked. Instead, he muttered and complained about the price of flour and the cost of firewood. He looked up and saw someone peering in the windows. It was a man in a shabby coat. The man gazed at a row of warm raisin bread, and he hungrily breathed in great chunks of the fragrant air. The very sight of him angered the baker. "That's a thief, stealing my smells, filling his belly, and not a penny for me." When the man did not move but continued to linger near the window, the baker threw down his dough and marched across the shop and flung open the door. He grabbed the poor man by his collar and demanded, "Pay me." The startled man said, "Pay you for what?" "For the smells you have stolen," said the baker. "Please, sir, I have stolen nothing. I just breathed in the air." "Air is free," replied the man. "It's not free when it's full of the smells from my shop. Pay me now or I will have you arrested." When the man did not pay, the baker dragged him through the snow to the magistrate's house. He pounded on the door. After a long time, the magistrate opened the door and peered into the morning light. He was in his nightshirt, and his hair was sticking out from under his nightcap. He was surprised to see the baker holding a struggling man. "Arrest this thief. Throw him in jail. He stole the smells from my shop," said the baker. The sleepy judge said, "Come in and tell me the story, but give me time to get dressed." The judge reappeared with his nightshirt sticking out from under his official robes and his hair sticking out from under his official wig. He had a twinkle in his eye. He sat the men down in his official chambers, where he settled the disputes of the town. The judge said, "All right, tell me the whole story from beginning to end. Baker, you begin." He listened patiently to the ranting of the aggrieved merchant about the theft of his smells. He listened to the plea of the poor man about free air. And when he heard all the facts twice, and the men were ready to repeat the tale in even louder voices, the judge called a halt. "Stop! Silence! Just be quiet! I've reached a decision." "Sir," the judge addressed the poor man, "do you have any money?" The poor man reached into his pocket and brought out 2 copper coins of the smallest denominations. "Please, Your Honor," said the man, "that's all the money I have in the world." But the judge held out his hand and said, "Give me your money." The poor man put the coins in the judge's hand. The judge cleared his throat and announced, "After hearing all the evidence in the aforesaid case, I find that the baker, also called the plaintiff, owned the smells coming from his shop, and that this man, also called the defendant, breathed in these smells without permission or payment. Therefore, the baker is entitled to just compensation." The baker smiled, perhaps for the first time in his adult life, and held out his hand to receive the coins. "It's not the money," said the baker. "It's the principle. Let this be an example." The baker stood and waited for payment. But the judge did not drop the coins into the open palm. He said, "Listen and listen closely." He shook the coins and they rattled and jingled together. "That is your full payment," pronounced the judge. The baker challenged the judge, "Give me my coins, Your Honor." "No," replied the wise magistrate. "Punishment should fit the crime. I've decided that the price for the smell of bread shall be the sound of money." Then the judge returned the coins to the poor man. And so ends the tale.